Britain will hold a general election next spring, and the party in power, the Labour Party, faces an uphill battle. So today the government played what some are calling the Robin Hood card. It announced a one-time tax on bonuses paid to wealthy bankers, a tax of 50%. The government says it will use the money to help the unemployed. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
There's only one group of people held in lower esteem than politicians and journalists in Britain right now, and that's bankers. The former masters of the universe had been creeping around pretending to be teachers for more than a year now. But then before you could say credit default swap, suddenly the bankers, many of them working for banks bailed out by the taxpayer, were all being paid huge end-of-year bonuses. Shocking, said the general public. Delete expletive shocking, said the tabloid papers. Today, Treasury Chief Alistair Darling played to the gallery and hit the bankers.
I'm giving them a choice. They can use their profits to build up their capital base, but if they insist on paying substantial rewards, I'm determined to claw money back for the taxpayer. So I've decided to introduce from today a special one-off levy of 50% on any individual discretionary bonus above £25,000.
That's about $40,000. The tax would be paid by the bank, not the banker, but the opposition Conservative Party said the small amount saved would hardly affect Britain's huge deficit, and it accused Darling of shameless pre-election populism. Angela Knight of the British Bankers Association says she's concerned the tax could make London less attractive as a financial centre.
We do, after all, have the largest international financial centre in the world. It does impact them as well. Looked externally, all they're seeing is a constant argument about tax, constant changes to regulatory framework.
Britain is the only major economy in the world still in recession, so Alistair Darling presented a whole range of other ways to reduce the British deficit. He said there would be a cap on public sector pay rises of 1%, a move that angered trades unions, and government contributions to state pensions would also be cut back. But in another nod to political expediency, he said implementation of most of these changes was being delayed until after next spring's general election. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.